Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting second. The catcher, Joe Nolan. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gary Roenick. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting second. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Nolan moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. Nolan moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick takes first base on ball four. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Roenick moves to second. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roenick scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-1 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Dower moves to second. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nolan hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leach for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker bunts towards third. Rayford picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rayford. Whitaker moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford juggles the ball. That's an error on Rayford. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Brookins moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 1, Tigers, 1. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brookins tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Nolan and he is out, Dower applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Roenick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Roenick reaches second base with a double. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-1 in the game. Rayford strikes out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Roenick moves to third. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dwyer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herndon. The throw from Nolan and he is safe. Herndon steals second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nolan takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Nolan moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's Orioles, 4, Tigers, 4. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Roenick strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 2 in the game. Rayford takes first base on ball 4. Singleton moves to second. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dower hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell is called out on strikes. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a line drive towards third. Rayford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Pat Underwood now pitching. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nolan for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Ivey pinch hits for Richie Hebner. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey strikes out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Rick Leach. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. John Wackenfuss now playing first base. Dan Ford pinch hits for John Lowenstein. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Roenick hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Dwyer now playing left field. Dan Ford now playing right field. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rayford takes first base on ball 4. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dower bunts towards the mound. Underwood fields it and throws to first for the out. Rayford moves to second. One out. Benny Ayala pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is walked intentionally. Al Bumbry pinch runs for Benny Ayala. Rick Dempsey pinch hits for Joe Nolan. Dave Tobik now pitching. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Ripken strikes out. Parrish drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ripken out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Bumbry now playing center field. Rick Dempsey now catching. Gary Roenick now playing left field. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herndon is called out on strikes. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-1 in the game. Ivey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford strikes out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Turner pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell pinch hits for Alan Trammell. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.